with Nikola. The power guys see the Earth as a clockwork mechanism, but unlike him, they don't see the sun as the spring. They see themselves. Is it clear to us? Is it clear to us all now why the power guys are not concerned about climate change? They are much more concerned about getting rid of us. We, they consider, the surplus population, so they can get on with establishing quote-unquote perfection and breeding children to accept their conditions, which they've done often and long enough to settle the question of whether it can be done, at least to their own satisfaction, which require the relinquishment, their conditions, of authentic thought. Is there any other kind? It is in this context that the words of the Eskimos Barry Lopez quotes are most pregnant. Quote, Eskimos, who sometimes see themselves as still not quite separate from the animal world, and my comment, i.e., with Proudhon and Prince, they have held on to the minds they were born with. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Doctor, everything will be all right. Instead of asking him how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. Continuing, they regard us as a kind of people whose separation may have become too complete. They call us, with a mixture of incredulity and apprehension, the people who change nature. And that's Barry Lopez from Arctic Dreams. We can see in these several juxtapositions the degree to which what we are told is reality, is being, has been carefully sculpted. Is this clear? We didn't get from Proudhon to Prince by accident or by laws of economics. Our reason tells us, along with historical experience, that if the global state statesman could do this, people, a sculpted world with only the obedient, they would. Nikola shows us, along with Alice, they can, if we let it happen.